Okay, we left off yesterday on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We discussed the Machlokas in a case where a husband had said, basically the Gemara had seen that the Mishnah seemed to have been missing a line or two, because the Mishnah went straight into the story about a man who says, Hareza Gitech Almanasha Titni Li Itzdalisi, Almanas, that you give me back my clothing, and she lost that piece of clothing, that article of clothing, and the Chum said that he has to pay the value of the clothing. So, whereas previously the Mishnah was not talking anything about that. So the Maisa seemed to have been out of place, so the Gemara had filled in the blanks, and the Gemara had said that the Mishnah really meant to say first that if a husband gives a get and said Al Menashe Titni Li Itzdalisi, and the piece of clothing was lost, so the Tanakama holds Itzdalisi Dafka Ka'amarla, that there's no excuses. If the piece of clothing was lost, then the get is not going to be chal, because it's almanas that you give that piece of clothing. If you don't have that piece of clothing, then the get's not going to be chal. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was mechadesh, titen lo estameha, that you can give the value of the piece of clothing, you can substitute money for the actual item itself that he's looking for, that and that he included in the Tanai. So that's going to be an important machlokas to remember as we go a little bit weiter in the Gemara, right? Whether you can just give someone makes a Tanai and he asks for a certain item, do you need to give that item specifically, or may you substitute money or something else perhaps, but money certainly for the item requested? So says the Gemara, we left off yesterday, I believe, by Hahu Gavra, which is about 10 lines before the lines get wide on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Hahu Gavra da Amar Leila Arise, a certain man said to his sharecropper, Kuli al madalu tlastal vasava achli riva. What people are generally doing, the industry standard over here, is that people are all the other arisim in this location are watering the tvua, are watering the grains 3 times in 1 year, and their share of the crop is 25%. They take a riva, a quarter of the crop. What I want you to do, however, is atli arba'a, I want you to water the grain 4 times in the year, so I want you to do a little bit more work, but don't worry, you'll be compensated for your work, vechol tilta, and I'll allow you to take 1/3 of the crop as your payment. L'sofas amitra, and then as it turned out, it rained, meaning he wasn't expecting the rain, that's why he wanted him to water so much, but as it turned out, it rained, and therefore he didn't need as much water. So the question is, he made it tonight that I'll pay, he said, I'll give you your salary of 1/3 of the crop, I'll tonight that you water the field 4 times. Right now he doesn't need the field to be watered 4 times. Does he still have to pay him 1/3 of the crop, or does he go with industry standard and pay him only 25%? So I'm Rav Yosef, hello dollar. Rav Yosef says, well, no, the deal was he's going to get paid 1/3 only if he waters the crop 4 times. He didn't do it 4 times, and therefore he should not get paid 1/3. Rabba Amar, hello Sricha. Rabba says, what are you talking about? He didn't need to. It was only, the deal was that he would get paid 1/3. If he'd watered the crop 4 times, that's because the assumption was that it would need to be watered 4 times. If it doesn't need to be watered 4 times, and it has just as much water as if it was watered 4 times, so then that's good enough. Then he should still get paid the full salary. So says Amar Lema Rav Yosef Damak Rabban, Rabba Damak Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The machloka seems to line up perfectly, that Rav Yosef is saying, like the Rabbanan, meaning the Rabbanan had said that when you say you want the Itztalis, there is no substitute. You get the Itztalis, and if you don't get the Itztalis, that's not a fulfillment of the Tanai. So over here as well, Rav Yosef is the one that's saying, you said you want the crop to be watered 4 times, there is no substitute. Rain is not a substitute for the guy himself doing the work of watering the crop 4 times. And Rabbi is saying, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, just like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, you don't need to actually give, the woman did not need to actually give him back the actual Itztalis. She could have given back instead money, the value of it. You can bring a substitute in its place. So too over here, you don't have to give back the actual water. He doesn't have to do the actual work of watering the crop. The rain will suffice. So says the Gemara, that it seems to line up. Says Gemara, no, but Tizbra, Vakaimlan, Hilchasa Kavase de Rabba. How could you say that it lines up perfectly? We paskin that the halacha is like Rabba, ubaha ein halacha k'Rav Moshe ben Gamliel. But yet we don't paskin like Rav Moshe ben Gamliel in our Mishnah. We hold that you need to produce the actual tzalos. So how can we paskin like Rabba that the rainwater is a fitting substitute for the watering of the crop yourself, and therefore you're still going to get paid a third, and yet still say that we're not going to paskin like Rav Moshe ben Gamliel in the Mishnah if in fact they line up perfectly? So says Gemara Eliolim Krabanan. Rather, you have to say that everybody is assuming like the Rabbanan. Rabba and Rav Yosef are both assuming like the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Krabanan. Rav Yosef, as we explained before, lines up perfectly with the Rabbanan, right? That the Rabbanan say there is no substitute. You ask for the Itzalus, you need to get the Itzalus. You tell the guy, I need you to work and to water this crop in order for you to get the full salary. He has to actually do it in order to get the full salary. How is Rabba going to fit like the Rabbanan? Rabba Amar Lach, and Rabba could tell you, Anada Amri Afilu the Rabbanan. I would tell you, even according to the Rabbanan, Ad Kan Lo Kami Rabbanan Hasam El Adil Tzu'ura Kamechavein. The Rabbanan only say that when you're trying to be Mitzayr the person. Meaning the Rabbanan only say by the get, where obviously the husband is trying to drive the wife crazy, he's obviously trying to make her life miserable. So that's why he insists on the Itzalus, and that's why we're going to say he's going to be makbid, that anything short of her giving him back the actual tzalis is going to be problematic. But over here, do you think the owner of the field cares how hard the aris works? He doesn't care how hard the sharecropper works. He cares how much his field produces. That's all he's interested in. And he doesn't need any more. He doesn't need the guy to work anymore because it rained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the work for him. But the owner of the field could care less whether the aris works or not. And therefore, as long as what he intended for is fulfilled, which is a certain amount of water getting on the field, so he's going to pay the aris, the full salary. So over here, even the Rabbanan would be moda over here that you don't need the actual tanai to be fulfilled, as long as what the guy wanted out of it is done. So a couple of points over here. First of all, Tosos in Rabba Amar Halo Itzrich, Dibra Maskel, Rabba Amar Halo Itzrich, right, that's where Rabba had said that the guy still has to pay the sharecropper one third, even though the sharecropper didn't do all the work that he had that they had agreed upon, because you don't need all the work they had agreed upon because it rained. Frek Tosos im Tomer Beperko Umnin in Sechsba Matzia Amrinan Sachar Sapolim Vasa Mitra Hefsid the Poalim. If you hire Poalim and then it rains and you don't need them, so the Poalim lose out. The Poalim don't get paid their full salary. So big problem over here. Rabba is saying, no, the worker does not lose out. The artist does not lose out. He gets paid his full salary. So it's also see shlomer to shiny hasam sheinu el eskir yom shlo sachro balabayis el lidos. No, because over there we're talking about a case where the guy's job was to water the field, and that was his only job. You hired him for a day to schlep water. That's what you hired him for. As it turned out, it rained the night before. You don't need him today. So in that case, you don't have to pay the guy, because the only thing he was being hired for, he's no longer needed for. So in that case, he loses out. Meaning, he's now no longer your employee. So if he's not your employee, you don't have to pay a guy who's not your employee. Aval hacha shehu aris, but over here, where the guy is an aris, also kal melachos shebasada, and he does all sorts of melachos on the field. V'yesh lo chelik bekarka, and he has a chelik in the land. Kimo bala sada, he's considered like a partial owner of the field. So it's not like if he doesn't water the field, so he's not as much of a he's not your employee anymore. No, he's definitely your aris. He's going to be your aris whether he waters the field or he doesn't water the field. So as soon as they make it tonight, the aris over here is immediately zocha in one third of the field. And even if it does rain, he's going to get one third of the field. And even if you don't need him to do this particular avod, meaning just like any other aris, would get paid the 25% even if they weren't needed also. Meaning, if you think of it, why did the Gemara have to make a case where you're paying him extra to do extra work? why don't we make a case where it just rained more than where you're going to pay industry standard. He was going to do the industry standard amount of work. He was going to water the field three times. He was going to get 25%. Why didn't the Gemara make that the case and then just say that it rained more than expected and therefore you didn't need to water it even three times? Wouldn't the halacha have been the same? So Tosfos says that, well, in that case, it would be a davar pashut that you would pay, that the aris would get paid. There's no way a regular aris, industry standard, hired according to a normal standard and normal wages for an aris, there's no way that he would lose out if it rains a little bit extra that year. You know, he has rough years and he has easy years. That's just the way it works. The only shaila was over here where you clearly said, I'm doing different than industry standard because I want you to water the field more. So it also says, in our case, Rabba would argue that they shouldn't be any different. They shouldn't be any different than a regular artist. When you hire the guy to do all the work on the field and he's the artist, he's going to get whatever salary you agree upon, and it might be an easier job than he had originally thought it would be. That's the luck of the draw. That's how it happens sometimes. Sometimes it's an easier job than one would have thought it should be. Okay, and Rav Yosef would say, no, when you're going according to industry standards, so then you could say, we're subject to, sometimes it's easier than we thought, sometimes it's harder than we thought it is what it is. But when you're bedafka, going out of your way to say, I'm paying you extra because I want more from you, then you're only going to have to pay him extra if he actually gives you more, if you actually need more from him. That's how Rav Yosef would argue. Okay, that's one important tosos. The other important tosos is on the bottom. He says, "Hakayim lan alacha hilchas akaraba." The Gemara had mentioned that although we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel about the etzdalis that they need to give you back, that they don't need to give you back the actual etzdalis. The woman doesn't need to give the actual etzdalis. We do paskin like Rabba over here. So meaning we do paskin like Rabba, who had said that that if you don't need the artist to do all this work and to bring you all that water, that you should still pay him the increased salary level that you promised you would pay him. So says Tosfos, Mikan Mashvid Bekulei Hashas Hilchasa Karaba Legabe Rav Yosef. He says, from our Gemara we see that whenever you have Machlokas Rabba of Rav Yosef, we always pass him like Rabba. How do you say that? Didn't the Gemara talk about our case? Didn't the Gemara just say Hakayim Lan Hilchasa Karaba, meaning our case? So it says Tosfos, it's a beautiful diuk. He says, normally when you say that the halacha is like a certain shita in a given machlokas, in a given case, you would say beha kaimel and karaba. In this case, we pass on like Rabba. Meaning, after all, how do we say about Rav Shimon Gamliel? We said, although we pass in hilchasa karaba, we said ubeha ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? We said in this case the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that's where, when it's an exception to a rule, or when it's a case by case basis, you would say beha. You would say in this case the halacha is this way. But if you don't say that word beha, you're indicating that this is a rule throughout Shas. So it also says that's the rule. So he says that's the rule over here. The rule throughout Shas is always that the halacha is like Rabba against Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tosfos then bothers, then tries to figure out why in other places in Shas sometimes we feel a need to paskin like Rabba. Meaning, if in fact it's a rule that we have that the halacha is like Rabba against Rav Yosef, why would the Gemara ever feel a need to go out of its way to say, oh, and we paskin like Rabba? What do you mean? Of course we paskin like Rabba. So that's at the end of the Torah. He says you have to look at the Tosfos and Nekamar and you'll figure out exactly why we feel the need to go out of our way to pass on like Rabba. But that's generally the rule. Now the diuk that Tosfos makes is that by Rav Shimon Gamliel we say beha halach Rav Shimon Gamliel, and by Rabba we just say halach Rabba, and therefore we see that by Rav Shimon Gamliel it's not a rule. It's just in this case by Rabba it is a rule. The diuk could, if this is the only source of that diuk, one could take issue with it l'chora, because not only is it not a rule that we paskin against Rav Shimon Gamliel that ain halach Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's actually a rule that we do paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, generally, the Gemara is going to say on Amar Alf and Ayin Ahim and Alf that there is a rule that halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishna seinu. So, generally speaking, there is a rule that we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It could be that the reason the Gemara felt the need to use the word word beha that over here we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel is because not that it's not a rule, but that it's going against the rule. So when we're going against an established rule, that's what we're going to say beha ein alach Rabbi Shmuel. It could be, one could argue, that by Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef there is no rule, and if there is no rule, you don't have to say the word beha. Beha is only telling me over here as opposed to everywhere else where we have an established rule. But by Rabbi and Rav Yosef, there is no established rule, so the Gemara just says that the Allah happens to be like Rabbi. So the Diuk, if the whole koach of the Diuk is only from this Gemara, then l'chora one could take issue with it. There must be other sources as well for suggesting that the Allah is always going to be like Rabba. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. We're on the first wide line on Ayin Dalar and Beis. So Tanan Hasan. Barishona Yinitman Yom Shemas Hachodesh Kedei Sheichol Tov. It used to be that the halacha is when you buy batei arichoma, when you buy a house in a walled city, so the halacha is that the owner of the house has up until 1 year to redeem his house and get his house back. He has to bring you the money, pay for it, and kick you out and get his house back. So what people used to do when they would buy a house in batei arichoma, they would hide on the last day of the year so that the previous owner wouldn't be able to find them, so they wouldn't be able to buy their house back, because if I bought the house, I want to stay in it. I don't want the guy to kick me out. And then once he misses the boat on that, once he doesn't redeem it within the year, it's mine for good. Right? I get to keep it forever. It passed Yovel and everything. It's mine for good. So they used to hide out for Shnei on the last day so that the guy would not be able to find him and pay him the money. So Hiskin Hillel came along, Hillel Zakin came along and made a takana, she'echolish esma'os of l'lishcha v'yeshover esadelos v'nichnas, that you put your money away in a given location, a known location, that you want to use to pay for your house back, meaning you can't find the current owner of the house to give the money to him, so you put the money in a location that he knows about and that everyone knows about, and then you go and you break down the door of the house and you go right in and you take your house back. I mean, even though you didn't pay him directly, since he knows where the money is, you know where the money is, and you try and you wanted to give it to him, that's good enough. And whenever the other guy wants, he can come and take his money. He's going to hide away. He can come and take his money whenever he wants to come out of hiding. Va'amar Rava. So Rava said, what do we see from that? Takana of Hillel. Mi takanaso shel Hillel nishma. Ha'reze giteich al nashitni masayim zuz v'nasun lo midaito mugureshes. Al karcho eina mugureshes. What you see from here is, if a person makes a tanai, that this should be your get al manas, that that you, the woman, pay me 200 zuz. So if she paid him midaito, if she paid him and he accepted the money, so then obviously that's a fulfillment of the tanai. But if she paid him al karcho, if she had to pay him against his will, then eina mugureshes, then the get is not going to be chal. Why? Because apparently paying against one's will is not called a payment. How do we see that from Hillel? Mide isrich le Hillel le tkune nesina bal karche davi le nesina mechal debi alma nesina bal karche davi nesina. From the fact that Hillel had to make a takana that nesina against your will is called the nesina in the case of the batei arichoma, that implies that normally nesina against my will is not called the nesina. That's not called giving. So in any other case, like in the case of get, where I make it tonight that you're going to be no sainly masayim zuz, so if you do it bal karche, if you do it against my will, that's not called Nasina. Mele, you did not fulfill the tonight. Fred tells us at this point, the Gemara has yet to distinguish between Nasina bal karche to the person and Nasina bal karche because the person is not there and he's hidden out. The Gemara is about to make that distinction, but at this point, the Gemara has yet to make any distinction between giving against someone's will when the person's right in front of you and giving against someone's will when the person is hiding somewhere. So Frank tells us the hashta lo maflug bein b'fan of shalom b'fan of the b'cholin in bal karche lav Nasina. According to what we're assuming right now, in that, and no matter what, whether he's here or he's not here, Nasina bal karche is not called Nasina. Frank tells us in Kain lamayi nisman b'rishona. Why would these guys hide out then? Why don't they just say, I don't want to take the money? Isn't that a way of avoiding Nesina? Meaning the point is, the guys, these people would hide out because they didn't want their houses to be bought back from them, to be redeemed. But if you hold that Nesina bal karcha is not called Nesina, even if it's befanav, even if it's right in front of you, they didn't need to hide out. They should have just said, when the guy came to give them the money, sorry, I'm not taking it. And you're going to throw it at me? You're going to force me to take it? That's not called a nesina. I still get to keep the house. So says Tosfos, no, the reason they hid out is Yeshlomer, the befanav lo yachol lehez, malvim milikavim kdei shia habayi shalom. He says two things. First of all, it takes a tremendous amount of chutzpah. When you buy a house in Batei Arichoma, you know the rules. You know the halacha. You know that he has 12 months with which that he's allowed to redeem the house. So to go right in front of the guy and say, sorry, I'm not taking the money, I'm not doing it, I'm not playing by the rules, that takes a certain amount of chutzpah. It's much easier to just hide out somewhere so that you're never actually confronted with the problem. The second reason that they would hide, so they didn't hide out for halachic reasons, they hid out for emotional reasons, that they didn't want to have to face, they didn't want to have to face the guy and tell him, I'm not taking the money. But in a chinami, according to what the Gemara is assuming now, if they would face the guy and say, I'm not taking your money, then in a chinami, they'd get to keep the house, the guy would not be able to redeem his house prior to Hillel coming along and changing the rules. The other answer Tos says is, no, it's for halachic reasons, because if the guy were to be available and to say, I'm not taking the money, the guy would take him to Beis Din and the Chacham would force him. They'd what kind of game is that? The Chacham would force him to be mekabel the money. So the Chacham can't force me if they can't find me, so therefore that's why these people would hide out. And then Hillel had to come along and make such a takana.
I mean, these two cases seem, different. With the case of the guest, you have to make 200 because I'm making a t'nai on the Grush. So then that makes sense to say, if I make a t'nai, then it's, you can't, then the building that t'nai is that I...
You have the ability to fulfill the t'nai.
Yeah. If you do, if this is a lock of it,
right,
you have an option. It makes sense that it can be done about Korach.
Yeah, well, the assumption is that you made the t'nai that it has to be in a sina, and that in a chinami, the woman is not in her hands whether to fulfill that t'nai or not, that you have control over the t'nai, because maybe you don't want the husband's in total control of the get, so he can make whatever t'nai he wants, and he can make a t'nai that's totally up to him also. He happens to be making a t'nai that's mostly up to her and partially up to him, but he can make whatever t'nai he wants, because even a get bal karcha is going to work. He can attach whatever tonight he wants to the get. So yeah, in a chinami, it probably, one would assume that most people who make such a tonight are only interested in the money, and as long as they're offered the money, but no, he's not ceding the control, because he used it as a lashon of nesina, right? He didn't say, I'll tonight that I'm mekabel, or that, not even mekabel probably wouldn't work, I'll tonight that you present 200. This is tonight that you're nosing. And we're assuming now Nesina Bal Karcha is not called a good Nesina. So it says, you know what? Our diuk is incorrect. No, the only reason Hillel needed to make a takana that a Nesina Bal Karcha is called a Nesina was because the guy wasn't even there. The guy was hiding somewhere. But when the guy is there, when the other party is there, it is called a Nesina, whether the person agrees to it or the person doesn't agree to it. Now, either way, it's going to be called a nesina. The Ikadamri, others have the whole discussion reversed. That Rava's original diuk was the opposite. That Amar Rava, meaning the way we had it in the first place, was that Rava's original diuk is from Hillel's Takana, you see that Nesina Bal Karcha is never called Nesina, and we didn't distinguish between Bifanov and Shalom Bifanov. The way the Ikadarmi has it is Amar Rava mitakanoso shel Hillel areze gitech al menashtit li mesayim zuz v'nasin lo bein midaito bein Bal Karcha havi Nesina. That the diuk is actually the opposite. That Nesina Bal Karcha is called Nesina. Why? Because you see, when did Hillel have to come up and make a takana that the Nesina Bal Karcha counts it as a Nesina? Only when it was Shalom Bifanov, because the guy was hiding, which implies that had it been Bifanov, had the guy not been hiding, there never would have been a need for such a takana, and you would have been able to pay even Bal Karcho. So you see that Nesina Bal Karcho is called a Nesina, and therefore the woman could give the money, even Bal Karcho, the Baal. So Maska Rav Papa says, how do you know? Maybe even if the guy was around, the Nesina would only work if it's midaito, would not have worked Bal Karcho. And maybe in a chinami, if the problem was that people were sticking around but just not accepting the money, then maybe in a chinami, Hillel would have been misakein that a Nesina Bal Karcho bifanav should be called a Nesina, because otherwise it's not called a Nesina. But that wasn't the problem Hillel had to address. There weren't people who were sticking around and saying, I'm not taking the money. people were hiding, and therefore Hillel had to make a takana. V'Hillel made itzrich le'takin. Hillel made a takana on what he needed to make a takana. The problem he was presented with was that people were no longer available; they were hiding away. So Hillel had to say, you know what? It's going to be called from now on, henceforth, it's going to be called a nesina, even when a guy is hiding away. Had Hillel been faced with the problem of people saying that I'm not being mekabel the money, I'll stand right here, but I'm not being mekabel the money, then ein echadami. Maybe Hillel would have said, look, that's a problem. It's not called a nesina, even if the guy's right here, but I'm going to make a takana that from here on it is called a nesina. It's just that that wasn't the problem he was presented with, so there's no diuk that could be made from the takana of Hillel. We don't know whether Hillel's takana was necessary or was shaykh to make on the case of Befanov as well. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shana Rabbi Shimon Leil Mishaseinu Alach Kamoso Chutz Me'er V'Tzidon Me'ari V'Tzidon V'Rai Achrona. That wherever we have Rabbi Shimon Leil in Mishnayos, we always pass on like Rabbi Shimon Leil, except for three cases. One of them is our case, right? Is the case of Tzidon, the Maisa B'Tzidon with the Itzdalus. We don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon Leil in our Mishnah, but generally speaking, we always pass on like Rabbi Shimon Leil. Tan Rabbanan Hareza Giteich. So husband gives a get to his wife and says, this is your get, but the paper is mine. It's only the get that's yours, the paper is mine. So that's not a good get. But if a husband gives the get to his wife and he says, this is your get, that after I give it to you, you return the paper back to me, so then she is Megureshes. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa? Now, the obvious chiluk l'chora is that in the Reisha, you're never giving her the Niyar. In the Seifa, when you're divorcing her, you're giving her the Niyar, you're just telling her afterwards, once the divorce is done, to return it to you. So Rashi points out the Gemara's assumption over here is Kasalka Daite al Manas Lav Me'achshavu Kirabanan de Pligale de Rebbe. We must be assuming that the Rabbanan who hold that al Manas does not mean Me'achshav, meaning when I say this is your get al Manas that you return the paper, it means when you return the paper, the get should be Chal, which is problematic because then at the time of the get, again, I'm not giving her the paper. So that's why we're asking Mashan Reisha or Mashan Seifa. In either case, at the time that I want the get to be Chal, I'm keeping the paper for myself. So why in the Reisha is it not a good get when I just say Aniyar Shali, and in the Seifa when I say Al Menashe Tachziru Li Aniyar, it is a good get. Obviously, if you were to assume Al Menashe's Kameach Shav Dami, the Chilik is obvious, and then we understand very well why it would be a good get. So says the Gemara is going to suggest a number of approaches. Says Gemara approach number one, number of Chisah Hamani Rav Shungam Li'ali Damar Titin Lois Tameha. Maybe we're assuming like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who says that Rabban Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah, where Rabban Shimon Gamliel had said that when you make a Tanai that you want your Itzdalus back, you don't have to get the Itzdalus back. She can give money instead over here as well. You made a Tanai that she gives you back the Niyar back. She doesn't have to give you back the actual paper. She can give you back the value of the paper, and therefore the paper will taka be hers, and that's why it's a good get. So says Gemara, Hakanami Yashudim Faisal Abadami. She could just give him the value of the paper. Maskev Abayi. So Abayi doesn't like Rav Chisa's answer. He says, Emor Dam Rav Shimon Gamliel Heichad Elase Beinei. Heichad Yisei Beinei Miyamar. Rav Shimon Gamliel only said that you can give back the value of the Itzdalus when the Itzdalus isn't around. But if the Itzdalus were still around, he would never allow the woman to pay the money instead. Over here, the paper is still around. When he gives the get, the paper is still there. So there's no way Rav Shimon Gamliel would allow her to just pay him back the value of the paper rather than returning the actual paper itself. El Amar Abaye, answer number two. How do we explain the discrepancy in this price? Abaye says, Hamani Rav Meiri, Damar Bina, Tanai Kafel, Vacha, Lo Kafle, Le Tanai. We're assuming like Rav Meir that if you want a Tanai to be a valid Tanai, you need it to be a Tanai Kafel. You need to say, if you this should be your get if you give it back. And if you don't give it back, then this won't be a good get. Over here, he was not Kofel as Tanai. He only said one side of it, and therefore the Tanai is invalid. The Maisa is Kayam, right? The Maisa of the Nesina is a get is Kayam, and therefore it's a valid get. So Maskev LaRava, by the way, generally speaking, throughout the entire Masechta, we have all these Mishnayos where there's a Tanai. The Mishnah never mentions a Tanai Kafel. The Mishnah in all the Tanayim that we had, even by the Itzdalus case, we never said, it didn't say in the Mishnah, Al Manasseh, you give me back my Itzdalus, and if you don't give me back my Itzdalus, then it's not going to be a good get. Never actually spells out Tanai Kafel. So the Rishonim point out in each of the cases that the Mishnayos don't spell it out, but we're assuming when we say it, when we refer to it Tanai in the Mishnah, we're assuming that it follows all the Mishpatei HaTanayim, all the general rules that we follow with Tanai. over here, we're in a bind with this brisa, so we say, okay, the brisa must be talking about a case. It's not that it's a diuk in the brisa, that because the brisa didn't say both sides, so you see clearly that it's not a Tanai Kafel over here. No, that's not the style of the Tanai, to actually write out the whole Tanai and the Tanai Kafel. It's just that we need an explanation of this brisa, so the best way to explain it is by saying that maybe the brisa is talking about a case where you were not Kofel the Tanai. So Maskel Rav, a time of the Kafel the Tanai, a Kafel the Tanai, the Abigita, that implies that the whole reason that the Tanai was invalid was because it was not a Tanai Kafel, implying that if it were a Tanai Kafel, the Tanai would be valid and the get would be invalidated because the Tanai would not have been fulfilled. But Michti, Kol Tanai Me'echel Gamrin Elohumi, Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. Where do we know the din of Tanai in general? From Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. Ma'hosam Tanai Kodom L'maisa, I've called Tanai Kodom L'maisa. Just like over there by the Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein, you need the Tanai before the Maisa. You need to first say what the Tanai is and then say what the maisa is that you're trying to accomplish. And Allah fuke hacha, the maisa kodem l'tanai. Over here it's hareza giteich al minas, that you'll give me back the paper. So the maisa is actually mentioned before the tanai. The way to do it tanai properly is, if you give me back the paper, this will be your get. That's the way, that's tanai kodem l'maisa. That's the way it's supposed to be done. So anyway, our case of tanai is an invalid tanai. Salam Rava says, okay, so that's the issue. That's really the answer. It's not because it's not tanai kafel, mishum demaisa kodem l'tanai. The reason that this brisa, that the get is going to be chal, when you say almanash tachzir liyasaniyar, because your almanash was totally worthless because it wasn't in the right order. Maska for Rava de Barava, time of demaisa kodem l'tanai, ha tanai kodem l'maisa la'avi gita. Do you mean to suggest that was the only problem with the Tanai? That it was an issue of Tanai Kodim L'maisa? Michti, Kol Tanai Mehecha Gamrin Lahu, Mi Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. Again, where do we learn all Dinim of Tanai from? From B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. Mahasam Tanai B'davarechad, Maisa B'davarechad, Avkal. As generally speaking, by B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein, it's the Tanai and the Maisa B'davar, the Tanai is B'davarechad, and the Maisa is B'davar Acher, meaning the Tanai is that to pass over the Yarden, to cross over the Yarden and help us fight all the wars. The Maisa is to be Yorish the land on Ever Yarden. So the Tanai and the Maisa are not the same. They're on two different things. La'afuke hacha, the Tanai and Maisa b'davar echad, as opposed to over here, where the Tanai and the Maisa are the same thing. The Tanai is, you give me back this piece of paper. The Maisa is, I'm giving you this piece of paper. It's on the same item. It's a Tanai and a Maisa b'davar echad. Says Tosos, Pirusha Tanai soser Maisa. Tanai and Maisa b'davar echad means not just that it's on the same cheftza. It means that the Tanai is a contradiction to the Maisa. Deina get chal, ela achash in the sky matanai, va'ena get biyada. Meaning you're trying to say that the get should only be chal when this Tanai is fulfilled, but if the Tanai is fulfilled, she doesn't have to get anymore. Aval helech esrog zeb matan al nash tekzurei le'lov etanai maisa b'davar echad. But if I give you an esrog al manas that you give it back to me, when you're done with it, that's not called tanai maisa b'davar echad. Tesrilu al manas ka'omer me'akshav ha'matan ha'chala miyad, v'yatsa b'miyak shavil liyadav. Because you're zocha in the esrog right away, you get the mitzvah right away, when you then return it, that's fine, you're already done with the mitzvah. It's tanai maisa b'davar echad, it's not. Because there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maisa. But over here, the problem is one of a stira between the Tanai and the Maisa. So again, so says the Gemara, so we still need, so the Gemara is still suggesting more approaches to explaining this discrepancy between the Reisha and the Seif of the Braisa. Why, when you say Vaniyar Shali is the get, not a good get, but you say Al Menashe Tachziru Li Haniyar, the get is a good get. So Ela Amar Avad Barava, this is already our fourth answer. Ela Amar Avad Barava, Mishum de Tanai Maisa B'davar. It's because Tanai Maisa are B'davar Echad over here. That's the problem. Ravashi Amar, a fifth suggestion. Hamani Rebbe Hid. Amar Ravun Amar Rebbe, it should be. Kalomar Almanas Kamar Me'achshav Dami. The fifth answer is the simplest answer. That when you say Almanas Tachzir Li Aniyar, you mean to say, right now when I'm giving you the get is going to be Chal and you're going to be divorced. And it's Almanas that later you'll return the paper to me. When you return the paper to me, you're not divorced then, you're divorced from Freya from the Shas Nesina. That's why it's a valid get. Iskin Shmuel begitit Shchivmirah. Shmuel made a takana by a get Shchivmirah. Im lo meisi lo yeget v'meisi yeheget. That the standard lashon of a get Shchivmirah is for a person to say, if I don't die, it should not be a good get. If I do die, it should be a get. Why say it that way? Isn't it more logical to say, if I die, let this be a get? Meaning, after all, that's what he's doing over here. He's giving a get. So isn't it more logical to start with that? Start with the side that if I die, it will be a good get. If I don't die, it won't be a good get. So says Gemara, no, people don't. It's not a good idea. People should generally don't or shouldn't speak about bad things happening to them, and therefore, if they can delay that statement of imesi, if I die, to the second half of the sentence, so that's what they should do. So, why don't you say it like this? Say that this should not be a good get if I don't die. Well, why is it that that you say that if I don't die, it should not be a good get? So it says, "Marbina tanai kodem lemaisa," because you need to express it in a way that it's tanai kodem lemaisa, and to say lo yehi getem lo meisi is maisa before the tanai. Maskev la rava michti kol tanai meicha gamrinim mi tanai bnei gadu bnei ruvein ma hasam heim kodem lav af kol lav fukei hachad lav kodem lahein. Isn't there another rule about tanai that you need heim kodem lav? So how could it work over here if you say if I don't die, this should not be a good get if I don't die? What do you mean? That's the lav. How could we allow the lav kodem lahein before the positive side of if I do die? Not positive as in upbeat and hopeful, but positive as in say if I do, meaning in the positive sense rather than if I don't. So how can we allow over here the lav to be before the hain? So ela amarava im lo meisi lo yeget, im meisi yeheget, im lo meisi lo yeheget. Very strange formulation. You say to get two ideas across, you say three clauses. You start with if I don't die, it won't be a good get. If I do die, it should be a good get. And if I don't die, it won't be a good get. Im lo meisi lo yeheget, you start with that because lo makta minish paranus al nafshe. You have to start with something that's not a paranus. You have to start with you not dying. In Mesi Yeheget, Imam Mesi Lo Yeheget, Bidin Heim Kodem Lav. And you say in Mesi Yeheget, and then you say the normal, then you just fill in the normal tonight with a Heim Kodem Lav. So that's why you need three clauses. The first one to start with something positive, and then to follow the actual rules of a normal tonight. Says the Mishnah, Reza Kitech Almanash et Sham Shei Saba, this is your get Almanash that you serve my father, Almanash et Niki Espini, or Almanash that you nurse my son, Kami Himini Kaso. How long does she nursed him for? Shtei shanim. 2 years is the standard nursing period. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmona Asar Chodesh, Rav Yehuda says 18 months is the standard nursing period. This is a discussion of Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara discusses what's normal and what's expected for a mother to nurse a child. It's actually a maramakom in the family, in the issue of family planning, in the halachic issue of how long you're allowed to wait between having children, because the Gemara always assumes, although medically no longer accurate, but the Gemara always assumes that if a woman is nursing, it is impossible. It is not at all possible for her to become pregnant again. So, and yet the Gemara says that she's allowed to nurse and encouraged to nurse for up to 2 years. So she's nursing a child for 2 years. Basically, we're saying that we're allowing her to avoid becoming pregnant for 2 years. Now, obviously, over there, it's because she's taking the child needs. The Gemara assumes that child needs that nourishment, and it's taking care of the existing child, and thereby passively avoiding becoming pregnant again. But it's at least one of the marmakomos in the issue of family planning that perhaps that's a source that one is allowed to space children by up to 2 years. Rav Shlomo of Salvechik said that was the minhag in Europe. I don't know, that they would always, the standard psak was always 2 years between kids before fulfilling peruvu. Anyway, mesa beno shemesa av hareza get. If the son dies or the father dies, so there's no one to serve anymore, there's no one to nurse anymore, the get is going to be chal. Hareza gitech almanash sham sheyasab shtei shanim almanash kumit shmi shtei shanim. But if you say explicitly, I want you to do it for 2 years, mesa beno shom rav e efshi sham sheyni shalobak pada, eno get. Then if the son dies or the father says, I'm not interested in her service, not because she's mean or anything, I just don't want it, ain't get, then it's not going to be a good get because she didn't do the 2 years of service. Rav Gamliel Amar Kaze get. Rav Gamliel says, no, that in that case it is a good get. Anytime that the ikuv does not come from her, it is a good get. Let's go a little weiter in the Gemara. Maybe inon kulei hai. Frankly, Gemara, do you really need all this service, 2 years of service, 18 months? Or a mini shemashu yamechel nikasu yamechel raise a get. We have a stira because it says elsewhere that if she just does one day, it's a valid get. So the Gemara is going to provide provide a variety of answers. Let's try to do at least one of them. Amr Chisa lo kasha. Harabban v'ram Shimon Gamliel. Masnis Rav Shimon Gamliel l'brais Rabbanan. Our mission is assuming like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said before that you're allowed to take a replacement in place of the Itzalis, because all the guy cares about is his money. So over here as well, the guy only cares about the Harvacha, and so he means as long as the baby needs the nursing. If the baby doesn't need the nursing, he doesn't care, so it should be fine. But the Bryce is going like the Bryce is going like the Rabbanan, who say that no, you want the Itzalis Dafka, so over here you're interested in the Hanukkah Dafka, and as long as you get Hanukkah of Yom Echad, you got Hanukkah Dafka. So says the Gemara, Hamid the Sefer Meshugam Liel, Havi Melchal, the Rashi Lav Meshugam Liel. But wait a second, if the Sefer is Meshugam Liel, that implies the Rashi is not Meshugam Liel, because Meshugam Liel comes up later in our Mishnah. Ella Bryce Meshugam Liel, he demekel b'tanai, Masnis Rabbanan. So say it in the reverse, the Bryce is Meshugam Liel, the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Sorry, just one more answer. Rava Amar Lo Kasha, Kan B'Stam, Kan B'Mefarish. Rava says that it's not a seer at all, that it's an issue of whether you say Stam or you Mefarish specifically Yom Echad. Ravashi Amar called Stam, Nami Kim Mefarish Yom Echad Dami. And Ravashi says, no, I disagree with Rava. I think any case of Stam is as if you're Mefarish Yom Echad. I will go over those last points tomorrow.